How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the No Time to Explain podcast. Today is June 17th. My name's Justin. I am here with my co-host Samson and Hunter.
What up?
And, you know, everyone knows who Heiko is.
We got Heiko back.
He's not even considered a guest.
Yeah, I'm not even a guest.
He's always here.
Usually
anyway.
Back there, but I'm here today.
He's the back guy. Yep. He's always on the back, in the back.
Oh,
okay.
Shooting from the back.
We get it.
Alrighty, so today is just, you know, we're not having
just one of those.
Today, I host everybody.
As you can tell, we run out of ideas, so we have Heiko. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
So today,
yeah, we planned this.
No guests today. We're just chilling, hanging out. I don't know if we'll have a guest next week either, right?
I don't know.
But within the next 2 weeks, we'll have a guest again. We'll, you know, have some new and interesting stuff for you guys. But as for today, we're just going to talk about some things from the week and whatnot and this and that. But we're going to go back to the basics like we used to. So how was the week this week? So we'll start with Hunter.
Me?
How was your week, Hunter?
You just blindsided me with that, dude. Well, I mean, I just trying to think if I had anything memorable this week. I mean, I know we did our Bible study today. I guess that was a little bit memorable.
Yeah, we did indeed have a Bible study today. Remember, if you remember or if you've watched older podcasts, we had Dylan. Dylan was there. It was me, or I should say Dylan, Samson, Hunter, Colin. If you're a real OG, you remember Colin. Colin and I, we all came to my house. We just having Bible study and chillax, and so that was pretty fun. What else?
Yeah, I just been working a lot. That's pretty much
Pretty awesome. I'm so glad.
I'm trying to save as much money this summer right now, so that's what I'm trying to do.
For what?
Just trying to save. Eventually I want to get my own place.
Yeah, it's always a good thing.
That's mainly the main thing I'm trying to do is save up for a new place, but
Nice. Yeah. Get a new pad, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
get a new what? Get a new pad.
Pad.
A pad.
Yeah.
A that's another word for like a place to live or a house or something.
I've never heard
that's
that.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
I knew that. I mean, I guess it might be. I'm about to say it might be an older term, but I mean, I feel like people still use it.
Like a slab of concrete.
Have you guys actually never heard that word before?
I've never heard
of it. I've seen that. I've heard that in like thousands of movies. Like, you want to crash at my pad?
I was about to say, I probably know
crash
it from
at my
movies.
Pad.
That's probably why.
I've heard crash at my place.
That's, I mean, but like pad is
place.
Pad is
it's just another word
I
for
just thought of iPad.
It's literally just another word for place.
You're just trying to do too much.
Yeah.
You're trying to be different.
Out,
are you trying
chill
to
out,
be different?
All right. Let's calm down, dude. Let's not scare Heiko away.
I'm never
okay,
going
we just
back,
got him back on. This is why he never
I'm
wants to come on anymore because we always roast him when he's on, dude.
Pad.
Anyways, what else have you got going on, Hunter?
I mean, that's pretty much it. Just working and then doing the Bible study. That was pretty fun.
I can think of one that you're forgetting.
Well, then why don't you
we did go see The Flash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually a little bit surprised. I thought it was really good,
but
really?
Yeah, I did. The only thing I didn't like about it is the CGI is a little bit off-putting at times, but everything else, I mean, I was expecting that because that movie was supposed to come out like before COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they pushed it back even more because of the whole Ezra Miller thing that was going on. So, like, this movie came out, like, 3 years, like, after it was supposed to come out.
Okay, fill me in. What was the whole Ezra Miller, like, thing?
Just,
what happened?
There was just a bunch of accusations with him and, like, females.
Yeah.
And there was also he was breaking into people's houses in Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. He's public enemy number one in Hawaii.
But, I mean, they did come out and say, like, he does, like, he has come out and said he's actually, like, seeking help and everything. Like, because it is, like, he's saying that he does have, like, a mental problem.
Okay.
Like, schizophrenia.
That's what they
something
do all the
like
time.
That.
The voices
but,
are telling
like,
him
he
to break
has
in.
Been getting help, and then he just recently, like, came out into the public for the premiere, and he's, like, looking a lot better. So, I mean,
I don't know, bro. Like, they
we'll
always
see.
They
always
slap
do
mental
find
illness card as soon as they do some.
But, I mean,
stuff,
for him, though, like, for all the stuff that was happening with him, I kind of believe it, to be honest.
Yeah,
maybe. I feel like because it was just one event after another with him.
Yeah, it was. It was really bad.
But the movie was good. It was really good. If you like, even if you don't like Flash, like there's so much in there. Like you got Batman, Michael Keaton coming back. Mm-hmm. Like that man was like he was really goated in that movie. I'm not gonna lie. Like he kind of stole the show. They even got Supergirl in it, which I honestly like. I wasn't sure how I was gonna like her, like just seeing her in the trailers. She was really good. Yeah,
she was definitely nice. Yeah.
No, it was definitely a good, I wouldn't say an amazing movie, but a good movie. I'm just saying.
This man always...
I didn't even say anything. All right. I didn't say nothing.
What about you, Samson? How was your week?
Pretty basic. I mean, I just go to my genetics lab, suffer for like 3 hours.
You don't like it?
It's all right. I mean, it's cool. I'm the one that like. Were you the one that put down the flies?
Hell no.
You weren't.
I didn't do anything in that lab.
What?
I had a really like hands-on guy, so I learned everything.
Bro, I'm literally the anesthesiologist of my group, so I put the flies down every single time. But we're done with that now.
Do they call it a fly morgue? For you?
Yes. Yeah. it's literally just grease.
Yeah.
It's like oil or whatever.
A little container of that liquid. Yeah. And just put them in there. Just kill
them. It's so sad.
It's so humane. So
humane. So genetics for the lab, we use flies.
Drosophila,
melanogaster, whatever.
Fruit flies, yeah.
Yeah, and so we have these flies incubated in these tubes, and then we kind of just mate with each other. Like, we just have a mate, and then we determine the phenotypes and genotypes.
Yep.
So you make the flies mate?
Yeah, we basically play God.
Like, we literally take out the adults to make sure that there are only, like, virgin flies in there, so then we know that it's coming from them.
Mm.
It's definitely coming from that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's no reason to say that.
Interesting. Okay. But anyways, besides that, I mean...
interesting.
The lab's pretty nice. It's pretty chill. Lab mates are all right. All right. I do have to do some hands-on stuff mostly, but, you know. But besides that, I mean, I've been chilling. Just the Flash movie. That's really the whole...
Out of 10, what would you rate the Flash movie?
I would give it probably like a 7.5.
I would probably give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
But is it better than Spider-Man?
Give it a 7.
Is it better than Spider-Man?
It's not, but I would say I would say it's better than most of the last couple of DC movies.
Well, all the other DC movies are...
I mean, that's pretty easy to beat.
But I mean, honestly, personally, I don't hate some of them. But, like, the best one, out of my opinion, was the very first Man of Steel movie. I thought that one was actually a really good DC Superman movie.
Besides one of the CGI parts.
Besides the one with Michael.
Yeah, but I thought it was still, like,
that's still a meme to this day.
Yeah,
bro, speaking of Man of Steel, bro, they consistently do, what's his name? Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
They do him dirty in everything he's doing. I know. Like, he's leaving The Witcher.
Yeah.
Because they're not... It sucks. They're not following the actual source material.
It sucks, too, because you wouldn't expect somebody like him to be, like, a nerd about... But he actually loves the source material. He actually respects it, and he doesn't like that people change it.
Yeah. He's the fattest nerd, like... Yeah. Hottest nerd I've ever seen, bro. There's a video of him like straight just building a computer.
Yeah,
from scratch,
built his own PC.
That's funny.
Yeah,
like, that is cool.
Yeah, and he's leaving The Witcher because of what's it called? Because
they were like deviating so much from like the actual games.
Honestly, like you're leaving a bag for something you believe in so hard.
Like you could make easy money
just
from
for like
that.
For like a nerd thing.
It was so bad that they literally had to recast him.
Yeah,
they had to put
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Liam's Hemsworth.
It's gonna be awful.
Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Little bro. The Hunger Games guy.
Oh, that's
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Snooze. I never even watched The Witcher, but I was just like,
Look at good show.
It's like the first season's pretty good.
I don't know anything. I never knew anything about it, and I watched it. I enjoyed it. So
is he doing any other roles now? Because he's not playing Superman anymore, right?
No. He left that too. I hope he like.
He's gonna become a freaking MLG player.
I mean, he's made so much money from the like movies already. Yeah.
He's probably chilling right now.
Yeah. The last thing I saw him in was like the Mission Impossible movie. Mm.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah.
He was the guy that did that.
Yeah.
And then, that's funny. It was a whole, like, media thing. Yeah. Oh, why would you decide to do that? I don't know. I just did it. Like, bro, it's he just
I don't understand.
He's in the zone.
He just pumped his fist. Yeah, that's all he did. What is wrong with that? He was psyching himself up to fight. Who was he fighting? I forgot. It was like literally Tom Cruise's
character. I forget what his name is. Dude.
Tom Cruise.
What?
I don't know.
Good job. Just be speaking.
Good job, Justin.
Anyways, so
what were we talking about originally before we?
I was just talking about how my week's awful. But
oh yeah, true. That's valid. It's usually every week.
Basically. So if you guys waited till the end of last podcast, we did talk a little bit about Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man.
But now we all have collectively, watched it.
Yeah.
So we all have our
We input. All agree it's a 10 out of 10.
So we all kind of gave our input, but now Heiko just was the one to recently watch it. So how did you think it went?
It was great. It was great. I understand, like, oh my gosh, you guys don't know, like, the texts that I've been seeing from these guys the last 2 weeks. Like, how much they've been, like, just, I don't even want to say.
Yeah, just something Samson writing it. But, just have been.
Yeah, they were just, they're going all over it.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand now, but they were claiming, it was probably just like a half-baked claim, to be honest, because it's just what Justin does.
Yeah.
He says that it's better than Endgame.
That's valid.
It was not better than Endgame.
Better than Endgame. It was very
good.
It
was very good, but it's not better than Endgame.
It's really.
But it was very good.
Infinity War and Spider-Verse to me are really close.
Nah, dude. No.
Especially since they give off the same energy.
I can understand that.
But Endgame, nah.
Growing up is realizing it's better than Endgame.
Growing up,
right.
Growing up is realizing an animated movie is better than Infinity War, which was like a $2 billion budget.
And it beat the $2 billion budget.
So much recency bias.
It's been out for like...
bias with Spider-Man 2.
It's actually been out for a while now.
That's not recency bias.
Well, you just have bias.
I don't even think that's like the best superhero movie.
What? You said Spider-Man 2 is better than Spider-Verse.
I think it is, yeah.
Yes,
you're
but
wrong.
But
what is the best superhero movie then?
The Dark Knight.
Okay, never watched it.
You should watch it.
No, he does. He's never watched a single Batman movie.
You should.
I actually watched Rises. I watched Rises when I was like a kid. The Bane one. The one where he'd like.
Dude, you watched like the worst one.
The Bane one?
Even though that one's still not bad.
Yeah,
but.
Honestly, I messed with Bane. Bane was fire.
Tom Hardy plays Bane, right?
Yeah.
Dude, he did a good
honestly,
job.
Honestly, it looks so different from him and like.
Venom?
Literally. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Your homework now is to go and watch
the first two.
Well, I mean, you've already seen the third one, so.
Batman Begins,
Dark Knight, and then Dark Knight Rises, which
Dark
is the one with Bane.
Dark
Knight's the one with Joker?
Yeah.
This is all Bale, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're so good.
I don't know. I've seen people saying, you know, Dark Knight is like. Not as good as they
Okay, people are just trying to be different now, okay? I don't care what people say. That's the best superhero movie
of all time. I mean, personally, I think you are biased because you're like, I love Batman. I love Batman so much.
Batman too, so I can't
I don't even
lie.
Think it's really that I like Batman. I think it's that I just like his rogues gallery the best.
I guess.
What? Rogues gallery?
Like, that means that? Like his like villains. That's what they call it, like Rogue Taylor. Like I think he has some of the best villains in like.
You think Batman got some of the best villains?
Yeah, I think he does.
I like that.
I think he has the most iconic
villains.
Let's
rank that. Let's rank that actually. Let's do or just compare it. It's like Spider-Man and Batman. Who has better villains?
Yeah, I would say if you compare that to Spider-Man, it is close, but I still think Batman has better villains.
Okay, so for Spider-Man there's Dr. Octavius,
Lizard,
Green Goblin, Venom, Lizard,
Venom.
Big Lizard
Kraven,
guy,
Vulture.
Honestly, to be
here's the thing though. Here's the thing with that list though. Okay, I guarantee you wouldn't know.
I'm just listing them.
I just want to point something out. I'm not even trying destroy you or anything. I get like those villains are really popular now. But I guarantee you, like, if it wasn't for like a decade ago, you probably wouldn't know half of those villains.
No way.
No. What?
What? That doesn't even make any
sense. So you're telling me right now, like, you would know who, like, Scorpion and Lizard were?
Yes, because they would use them.
I don't think.
I knew because
that's great.
I played,
that's wild.
I played Shadows.
You're putting that on the internet
the
right now.
The what? Web of Shadows. I played Spider-Man Web of Shadows, so I knew that they
See,
had
See, well, I guess that's... I never played
I also
game,
played Spider-Man where they had Scorpion and they had all those other... characters. And
which
did you,
one
did
was
you
that?
Mention Sandman?
It was no, on the Wii. I remember playing that on the Wii.
That's a good one.
I
like
never
Sandman.
Played those.
Mm-hmm. Sandman. I
forgot honestly,
about
to be honest,
the only
all of those, they don't beat Joker, though. You know what I mean? Joker himself.
The only one that could contend with him is maybe Venom.
Venom.
That's the only one.
Yeah,
but the thing you got. But think about all the Batman villains, though.
No,
you got,
I
agree.
You got the Joker.
You got Joker,
Bane,
Mr. Freeze is so good.
Scarecrow.
Is there a
Penguin guy?
You got Penguin.
Penguin's mid.
Penguin just hasn't been done well.
You got Lex, bro.
Solomon.
No,
Grandy.
Lex is Superman. But I mean, technically, he could.
It's Lex Luthor.
Wait.
Solomon
didn't
Grundy.
I not
Solomon Grundy? Yeah.
Wasn't he like
he's
show?
Underrated.
Didn't he show like
Clayface?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's
what
the
was
name?
That one?
Two-Face? Two-Face? Oh my! Come on, you can't tell me that those villains are
Killer Croc.
God, dude! Come on, you gotta
Poison Ivy.
You gotta admit, like if you're like comparing the two villains, like you definitely know Batman more.
No, bro, those Ivy? Are neck.
Bad,
those are
bro.
So good. Both of those.
Like, come on,
I would
hey,
get rat. I would
if,
get ratchets for Poison Ivy for sure.
Spider-Man villains. We're going up against Batman's villains. Spider-Man's
that's
villains
a,
easily beats them.
But that's a different conversation
well,
entirely. Like that's
they
not
win.
Even.
I mean, yeah. I mean, fighting capabilities
like,
probably, but like,
who cares?
Cool scale. You know what I mean?
It's what makes
Coolness
a better
factor.
Like story. It doesn't
yeah, I don't
matter.
Really care
like,
about like a lizard guy, big lizard.
Well,
guy.
They both.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you take like. The Lizard compared to like Two-Face, who do you think is a better character? No,
take Lizard yeah. versus Killer Croc because
like,
they're both.
You're gonna pick Two-Face like every time.
Amphibians or whatever. Mm.
Killer Croc is cooler.
Killer Croc just has a cooler name than Lizard.
I mess with Killer Croc.
I'll take
Killer Croc.
If you played the Arkham games, everybody remembers that scene in the sewers
I'll
where you first
Jones
meet Killer Croc
day.
In Arkham Asylum. Like that's one of the scariest gaming moments ever.
Waylon Jones in 4 over Dr. Connors. Yeah.
See, even you're starting to admit, dude. Come on.
No, I never even gave my opinion. I was just listing Spider-Man characters.
Like you were more on Justin's
side. Yeah,
Justin
never said that. I was just listing off. I was going to list off Batman after.
This is Samson. Oh, no. This is Samson. This is the me. This is him writing it right now. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
God.
When did we stop doing this family friendly thing?
Study.
Yeah, I know.
We just had a Bible study.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I'm telling you, he's doing it. I'm telling you.
What are you writing on right now?
You're going crazy.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, well, back to the Spider-Verse movie. So, like, what was your like an opinion
on
it?
Okay. It was great. Yeah. The honestly, animation. It was. I liked the first one better. The first movie's
what?
Animation was better. I liked how they flip flopped around with like different universes with like the animation. Like, mm-hmm. But I hated Gwen's animation when her universe, the whole pastel watercolor stuff.
Yeah,
that was boring. It was like
it's so
lame.
Depressing.
Well, it's also
I know they conveyed emotions well in that universe,
yeah,
but like
that's kind of the point.
I
mean, with
that's,
that.
I would
that,
have to
that
honest.
Is her universe all about just like changing the aesthetic when she's happy or sad, like.
Well, I think
the fight was boring with like the whole paper mache guy.
Oh, you're talking about
that Da Vinci guy.
Vulture.
Yeah,
that's
Vulture.
Yeah,
that's Vulture. It's just
yeah.
a different version.
It's just Da Vinci.
I could not even. Tell.
Renaissance Vulture.
Da Vulture.
Da
Vulture.
Yeah, honestly, I would have to disagree though with you.
You know,
I think the animation is better than the first one, and I think they do. I mean, respectfully, I think it's better.
don't worry, I'm not gonna
respect
you like this
because I feel like they have to balance a lot more worlds in this, and they make each one unique.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like the Indian Spider-Man,
yeah,
they
that
have
was,
like
yeah, yeah. That's what,
the Gwen one. They have they even made.
I already know.
They even made what the what's the punk Spider-Man?
Toby.
What's his name? Yeah, they even made him
Toby.
Look like they
Toby.
Made every.
I thought he was Hubie.
Hubie.
They made every Spider-Man look unique.
Yeah,
that's what I
and
like
I
about it.
I found out that I guess so. It's pretty interesting how they determine the difference between the spider, like the spider, you know,
people,
whatever you want to call them,
Spider Society.
So I think it is Miles runs at.
Whoa,
two frames a second, and they wanted to differentiate between. They wanted to make Hobie unique, in between like all the other Spider-Men. Okay. And so I guess they made Hobie every 3 frames he would move instead of 2. Wow. And every other one would move at 1 frame.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. I heard it took 3 years to make Hobie. Wow.
When it takes three years to animate something, the animation top tier. Yeah. Is definitely better than the first movie.
Yeah, I would say it's better than the first movie.
Yeah, I would say it's better than the first movie. But like,
based off him alone, it's better, I think.
Animation, I feel like I'm just like a loser when it comes to that. But like, I really liked how it was just rigid, the first movie. Like,
yeah.
Like so many different things to look at. But going back to the actual new one, the animation, the Indian Spider-Man, I forgot what his name is.
I forgot.
Pravati. I don't know. But
the name I would say, but
yeah. I feel bad not knowing it, but yeah. that animation was fire.
That was pretty cool.
Moving on. So, soundtrack. Oh,
yeah,
so good.
To say.
The
soundtrack
best.
Soundtrack is so
actually
good.
Number one soundtrack ever, in my opinion, was Suicide Squad. Not Suicide Squad, but Suicide Squad.
The last one?
Yeah. Yeah, Wait, is that the one with Jared Leto?
Rick Ross?
Yes.
Purple Lamborghini?
Purple Lamborghini, Heathens, Sucker for Pain, bro. Those three. And just,
those
like,
were not bad.
That was a pretty cool
song.
Number one all time.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I would say
it's top 5.
I still listen to it.
I think it's good.
Like, yeah. That's how good it is.
I feel like mine's always going to be the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Like, that has such... Those songs are so good.
I get that one, yeah.
That's fair.
But,
Across the Side of Spider-Verse, too. Yeah. Like,
Is, if we're talking about, so, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, that's just, like, older songs that have been compiled into the movie.
I mean, it's still a soundtrack, though.
Yeah,
it's still a soundtrack.
That's kind of cheating,
though.
But
was it created based off the movie? You know what I mean? Spider-Verse, those soundtracks were made for the movie. You know what I mean?
So
and they were made for that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a difference between, like, soundtrack and original soundtrack.
Yeah.
So
what's your favorite original soundtrack, then? Or do you even have one?
A lot of movies don't really do that, so like I don't know
Spider-Man
if I
number one.
I don't know if I can name one because a lot of movies like the
I
one
mean,
that
you
I
might
like
have to
do.
Have it as number one. Yeah.
It might have to be number one.
Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse and
Into the Spider-Verse
have literally top
one
five.
And two, yeah. one and
yeah.
two.
Like. People are saying the first one is better because of Sunflower Alone. Because Sunflower is like a top 5 song all time.
No, this one is better than the first one because
it's got a lot more quantity wise.
In terms of like placement in the movie and like the feeling of the movie, they blended that perfectly. Yeah. Metro Boomin did a perfect job, like knowing exactly when to play this song.
I agree, compared to the
context of the movie.
The final credit song, dude. Oh my god. It was like the perfect.
My name Miles Morales. And you.
Speaking of Miles Morales, probably.
Spoiled it.
You know what?
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Listen, if they haven't seen it by now.
Prowler is originally, but you didn't say anything.
Listen,
okay.
By the time
spoilers.
This comes out, the
spoiler
movie's
alert.
Been out for like a couple
yeah,
like
guys,
a month.
If you haven't watched this movie,
go freaking watch this movie.
It's a
like,
good movie.
Right away.
Just skip the timestamp.
Don't
yeah,
be like
yeah,
Heiko
yeah,
and
yeah,
wait
yeah,
a few
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then just to say that we're, you know,
The whole, like, thing, the reveal that Earth 42's Prowler was Miles Morales.
Yeah,
Miles Morales, Kawhi Leonard, Miles Morales, so good, dude.
That's
that was
crazy.
the cleanest Miles Morales I've ever seen, bro. That guy was sick, bro.
Yeah,
I really like that Miles more than our Miles.
I feel like he's got more of an accent.
He does. They purposely did that because
to differentiate the two.
Well, also because I read something and the director was like, "Well, we wanted to have like this Miles." Sound more or have like more like his mom because his dad's not in the picture because he's dead.
That does make sense.
So like he has more like that side of the family more. Wow. So that's why he sounds the way he does.
That's really intricate.
Yeah,
yeah, that is.
He talking more Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah. But
I call to like, what's the word I'm looking for to like portray that. They just made him roll his R's a little more. My name's Miles Morales.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
My name's Miles Morales.
Yeah, literally.
And you, but you can call me the Prowler.
Maybe it wasn't that bad, but.
All I think about is the meme that someone made with Miles' hands behind his head. And he's like,
no.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and one more little tidbit about Across the Universe. Did you guys know that
Across
the
Universe?
Across the Spider-Verse. Sorry. One little tidbit about that was, did you guys notice the Spider-Man ice cream?
Yeah.
It was actually in the movie?
Yeah, it was.
Actually,
it
was.
Yeah, so yeah. I had to like look it up online to see if there's actually a frame of it, but there is.
Spider-Man ice cream.
Spider-Man ice
what's
cream.
What's the storyline for that? My name is Miles Morales. I was bitten by a radioactive ice cream cone.
Oh my god. And before we get off this topic, what did you have, like, any negatives that you had about the film?
No.
Or was there anything that, like, didn't really sit well with you about it or anything like that?
Honestly, it's not really a negative, but it was too short for me.
Too short. I mean, it's already over 2 hours.
Like 2 hours.
I wanted both more.
I think the fact that it didn't give us more made the movie better.
I was talking to Samson.
Like, I think it's just better.
The next one's giving us that weight factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, bro. That's what Infinity War did.
Yeah, so. Honestly, bro.
That's why a lot of people like that.
That's why I was talking to Samson. Infinity War.
No. I was talking to Samson about it. Like, Infinity War made me feel like shook. It was crazy. Yeah. Like, oh god, did that just happen? Yeah. But like, Across the Spider-Verse, it made me feel like, bro, is this really it? Like, we need to keep watching. Like right now.
Yeah.
Like there was much more of a shock factor in Infinity War, but. There was much more of a hook in Across the Spider-Verse.
I agree.
I really wanted to watch what happened, like, after she jumped through that portal.
Yeah.
Like, we literally don't know. Like, Spot.
Yeah.
It's going to go, like, absolutely insane.
Spot the goat.
So how did you like Spot?
Spot? I like him at the beginning, but he warmed up to me because he was actually starting to get more menacing.
I feel like that's how you're supposed to feel.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. When he came into the movie...
what is this?
When he came into the movie, I thought he was like... I thought
like
he
a
was
side,
a, I thought
like
he was
a side
a,
villain.
A side, no, I thought he was like a different Spider-Man from a different universe. I was like, why he look so different? I was like, what the heck? And then I was like, oh, he's supposed to be that guy.
He was pretty cool.
I don't like how they gave him that weird like... eggplant build, bro.
Weird.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like, what is that?
I don't really like that.
Just like square.
That
kind of
threw me off too.
Bro,
yeah, that was a little weird.
Bro. I mean, I liked. I thought it was pretty.
I think
cool.
It makes
it
him
added
look
more
different,
detail.
But,
yeah.
But it threw me off a little bit though.
And it's crazy how they connected it all to like the one before where it's he's the like Miles threw the bagel at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that was like
the bread coming.
Do you think that they like planned that for like him to be the bagel guy, or were they were just like, oh, we'll just roll with that? I feel like
that's something they probably did plan, to be honest.
I feel like that it's such a minor thing that it could have gone both ways, where they were like, well, we could make him the villain, or it's like, oh yeah, we did intend that. Like it I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like, with knowing how, like, intricate they made this movie,
I feel like they may have not had the whole storyline, like, planned out, but they probably were like, oh, he's definitely going to be, like, a villain in the next movie. We just don't know what we're going to do yet.
Possibly, yeah.
Interesting.
What did you think about the cameos?
Honestly, I couldn't figure out many of them because, like, once they got to the Spider Society, bro, there's like
so many.
I got overwhelmed. I'm like, I just noticed them like 2 minutes after he showed up. Like, but yeah, it was
like,
a little bit overwhelming in my mind. They were fired.
The Prowler.
Yeah. That was one of the few ones I actually like.
I
got
hope they
immediately.
Actually like put him in like the next Spider-Man movie.
Did you see
the live action one?
Yeah.
And I think it was in No Way Home. They deleted a scene with Donald Glover like on the phone with Miles.
No, it wasn't a deleted scene. It was from the movie.
It was in there?
Yeah.
No, but I thought it was deleted.
Was it?
No,
I don't remember that being
in the
movie.
I'm pretty sure
they took it. They,
about how I
he was like, "Hey, Miles, I can't make it tonight," or something like that. I was on the phone with Miles.
I remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't in the movie. No.
Dang, I'm gonna have to rewatch.
But that means that Miles exists in Tom Holland Spider-Man universe somewhere.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of Miles, let's make another debate here. Would you prefer the Into the Spider-Verse Miles, like this Miles that we're just talking about right now, or the PS5 Miles?
Prefer this one.
This one?
Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I feel like PS5 Miles is like,
it's
kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, I think his voice
I never watched it. I never played it.
His voice is kind of annoying, not gonna lie. In the PS5 game,
Genki.
He looks cooler. I like his.
For me.
Yeah.
I like his character design though. But I like how he looks like a yeah. like.
I like how a, I like the movement.
What? Like a what?
Like a what?
No, bro. Like his cut is fire. He's like just bald. It's just bald. Like I like that more. I feel like it's more accurate. Like. More practical as a Spider-Man because you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. I feel well, like he has a better like style.
Well, yeah, but that's
but
also
I
he's realistic.
I like it's the other like, person, exactly. like the it's other one's personality than, better.
Yeah, you know? Miles like into the Spider-Verse.
But
Miles
I think
better.
The one in the game is supposed to be a little bit more obnoxious because he's supposed to be like lower than like he's supposed to be like Peter Parker's supposed to be like still teaching him in the game. So I feel like he's supposed to be a little bit more like.
I just don't like
him. Like not skilled and like not like mature.
Well, yeah.
That's why I like his movement, because well, you can see that like he's still learning.
Yeah. But in the new game, he's supposed to be like it's supposed to be a year after that, so he's been a whole
year.
Well,
I feel
Spider-Man
like that
now.
Will be the real test too, because he's probably gonna have a way. Well, he is gonna have a way bigger part in the game, so maybe we'll like him more then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This new Spider-Man. Is
if only I had a PlayStation.
Oh my god.
Xbox for life, though.
Dude, I just want it to come out.
Bro, I do not know if I, like, to make that purchase of the collector's edition.
I'm not
going to
get it.
Wild.
No, that's too much money.
$240 I'll get, like, or $30.
Nah. What is even in there?
$230.
You get a 17-inch.
A 19.
A 19-inch statue of Venom fighting the Spider-Mans. And then you also get a like in-game content too. But,
you get in-game content, and then you get like this display case.
And you also get like this like symbiote with it too that you can put on.
Are you able to
Spider-Man?
Are you able to purchase this content like outside of the collector's edition?
I think it's only
exclusive.
Yeah. They do it that
way.
Wow.
That's why it's.
Here's the thing: people that collect that stuff will actually buy that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many they are able to sell, or if they're just like waiting to get in orders to be like, we'll start making them now.
Probably, yeah.
Like, that's
the game doesn't come out
till
what, October?
October 20th.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy whenever that comes out.
The worst part is I think I already know like how the whole story is going.
How do you already know?
Okay, don't tell me. Don't tell.
How do you already know?
Honestly, you could probably easily predict it because I kind of predicted it too already.
Peter Parker dies. He literally dies in New York.
I have a question. No. Do you know who gets the symbiote?
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, wait. Don't we all know?
No. Well,
wasn't
all,
it in the trailer?
Yeah, everybody knows that it.
It
was
be...
in the post-credit scene of the first game that.
Yeah,
it,
oh yeah, yeah, I knew that.
That Harry has it instead of like
Harry.
Eddie Brock.
Who is Harry?
Do like a turn and it's not him, and he's just like
he just dies.
Some other. So the game's just him dead.
So this was my prediction before. Like I don't even know if this is true, but this was like my prediction before the game comes out. And if I'm right, then I'm just goated. But but so like, I think what's gonna happen is. Harry, like with the symbiote, like he's gonna come out as Venom first, then Spider-Man's gonna stop him, and then that is how he gets the black suit. Mm-hmm. And then, since Harry doesn't have any more, he's dying, so that's why he's going to find the lizard. Because I feel like he, like in the like comics, he has like a cure for him. So I think that's why, like, in the gameplay trailer, you see them going after the lizard.
Yeah.
And then what I think is going to happen is I feel like eventually Spider-Man is obviously going to take off the symbiote, and I think it's going to go on to Kraven.
If it does, that'd be wild.
Yeah.
On to Kraven? Is that, like, a canon thing that happens?
Canon?
No, not really. I just think that, like, since he's, like, the main villain of the game, I feel like they're going to have to bring Venom and him together.
Venom.
It would make the most sense.
Venom. Yeah.
I don't know going as far as saying it'll go on Kraven, but
I don't know, dude. I think that would be pretty awesome, not gonna lie.
I'm sure it would be very cool, but
if anything, I'm also hoping maybe we get a version of Carnage in it. That'd be pretty cool. That would
be
pretty cool.
I'd love
that. Or they save Carnage for the third game. I would even be happy for that. But
what if the game just at the very end is like just teases a Spider-Verse like in like 5 years, we'll get another Spider-Verse game.
Oh my god, that might be a little too much.
I bet you will get it before GTA 6, though.
GTA
probably,
6
yeah.
I mean, when did the Spider-Man game first come? 2018. It was 2018, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that right whenever Spider-Verse came out. So it's been 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they also did have the Miles Morales game too.
Yeah, a little like short game. But, I mean, that was
it was short,
for how short it was. It was still a really good game.
Yeah.
I liked that one a lot. And it was an easy platinum.
Yeah, it was.
Easy platinum. I actually platinum in 2 days.
But no, I can't wait for this one to drop. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Did you guys play like any of the older Spider-Man video games?
No. Wait, I did on my DS.
The only ones I played...
On your phone?
The only ones I played was like the Amazing Spider-Man ones.
I played those. Those were all right, in my opinion.
Yeah, they weren't really that great.
Yeah, they're all right. I played like the old I played the old ones, like the Tobey Maguire ones.
I didn't play them, but I watched gameplay of them. I've seen so many scenes on TikTok of like Tobey Maguire, like the one where he's at dinner with Mary Jane and he's just roasting her.
No, those games were such. It was so good because it was going based off the movie. Yeah. It wasn't like.
And they actually got the actors to voice them. Yeah, that's the cool
that's
part.
That's
the
fun of it. That's what I loved. Yeah. Literally, I didn't play Spider-Man, the first one, a lot. I did play Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 was really good.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 was really good, and Spider-Man 3 had black suit, so I love that
one. I know another one that people talk about, too, is, like, the one...
Ultimate
has
Spider-Man?
What?
The cartoon version?
No, like...
That was probably
it's
my
like,
favorite.
It's, like, the Dimension one.
Shattered
Dimensions? Yeah, that one.
Shattered Dimensions?
Yeah, I hear, like, a lot of people say that.
Oh, that one with Noir Spider-Man and, like, 2099.
Yeah, I heard everybody says, like, that one's pretty good.
I played that one. I thought it was all right. My favorite has to be Web of Shadows. Web of Shadows was so good.
Really? I didn't play that one.
Web of Shadows.
Dude,
and
these people are having a side conversation in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah. That's great.
Nothing.
We're just making your job harder.
Spider-Man.
All right, dude. You need to get it together.
We're losing his attention span, bro.
Okay, but I'm going to list it right now for Spider-Man games. Probably it's going to be this one, obviously, coming out. It's going to be number one.
You think so?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Before
it'll be
you
number
even
one.
It?
It's going to be game
it'll
of the year.
It'll be
number game one. Of the year.
I don't know about game
bold
of the
statement.
Year.
This year has been... Like the greatest, one of the greatest.
You mean that's not bold? What other games come out this year?
There's Hogwarts Legacy.
No,
Street Fighter 6.
Get out!
Mortal Kombat's about to come
out. Get out!
Legend of Zelda: Tears of
the
Kingdom.
Okay, maybe.
Legend of Zelda, maybe.
That would, dude. People are still playing that game.
People play that game a lot. I didn't realize how many people will be playing that game,
dude.
That was.
I feel like it'll just depend on how good the games are at the end of the year.
Yeah,
but
GTA 6.
I'm guessing replayability will be a big factor in terms of like whoever wins Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean Spider-Man is very replayable.
Yeah, it is really good. But
Hang, it's storming right now.
If you can't hear it right now,
it's like literally a Category 5 hurricane. Yeah. But no, yeah. Web of Shadows, you gotta check out gameplay of that. Web of Shadows and Ultimate Spider-Man. Ultimate Spider-Man is like a Spider-Verse. If you want to play a Spider-Verse type game, it's Ultimate Spider-Man 2005.
Dang, that's an old game.
It's literally my top three.
That like a PlayStation 2 game?
Yes, PlayStation 2.
I don't remember what Spider-Man
game. It was a beautiful
game. I played on the Wii though.
It had
and the storyline was like you had to try and save all the Spider-Man villains from Mysterio because he had like some type of like hallucination device on them. And you had to like try and knock him out of it, and you were like, "Listen, be my friend." And they were like,
what
"Okay."
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then you get to play
I know
as
what
them.
Game you're talking about. Yeah, I played that one too. I forgot what it's called. That wasn't bad. I played that.
It was fun. I remember as a kid, like I didn't have a lot of games to play, so I think I beat that game like 3 times.
It was a cartoon one.
It
was more so cartoon.
I don't know if it was cartoon.
I think it was.
I don't think it was cartoon. No, it definitely wasn't cartoon.
It wasn't reality. It wasn't looking like.
Well, I mean, it was on the Wii, so.
Oh, yeah. Pixels.
It was supposed to be, like, reality, but it's on the Wii, so
no,
it looked,
I played
like,
that one, too. That one was good. I like that. But definitely Web of Shadows and Ultimate Spider-Man. Yeah. Ultimate Spider-Man, hands down. Because they had... That one had Venom and Carnage.
Yeah. I am
literally Venom and Carnage, bro.
Venom.
And those are my favorite.
Yeah.
So... it was good. So, what are we going to...
Well, that's what we got to talk about.
I think we're all
Spider-Man. We're all Spider-Man'd out. No more Spider-Man.
We have no more webs.
Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man.
Nothing else to shoot. Can you shut that up?
I'm sorry. Spider-Man. All right.
You're gonna have so much to edit out this video. Yeah.
What is there to edit out? Everything's fine.
Yeah, no, you gotta make sure you listen to that side conversation.
Spider-Man.
All right, come on.
All right, so national holidays of the day. So for June 20th, when this will be coming out, it is National American Eagle Day. Not like the store, but, you know, the bald eagle. So, you know, that's fun. We also have National Flag Day in Argentina. National Hike with a Geek Day. Hold on. Wait. I need to see this. Yeah, what does it say? National Hike with a Geek Day is celebrated every June 20th. The purpose of this day is to promote healthy activity in people who otherwise work in sedentary
jobs. So it's basically telling the geeks get a hike.
Such as IT professionals, accountants, and so forth. Even going on a hiking trip once a year can encourage people to make physical activity and exercise a part of their daily
routine.
So it's
like basically saying, get outside. Touch some grass.
Yeah. Go touch some grass.
Exactly. Dang.
If you're a Twitch streamer, anything with gaming, go touch some grass, I guess. That's what they want you to know.
Ooh, I like that one right there.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. We'll get there. So it's National Ice Cream Soda Day. Root beer float. I haven't had a root beer float in so long.
They're good.
I literally had one like 2 weeks ago.
So good.
So unhealthy though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
But everything's unhealthy nowadays, yeah, so it's
liquid,
fine.
Liquid calories are like terrible. The worst. For you. They're like so bad. But it's also National Jimmy Day.
Jimmy Bucket.
Who are some famous Jimmies?
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jimmy
Top
Neutron.
Top five Jimmies.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Do
double Jimmies.
And Jimmy Johns. There's your top five Jimmies. And then it says National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Yes.
So do you think like people that sell vanilla milkshakes give them away for free on National Milkshake Day?
I don't even think they know that's a day.
Yeah, they probably don't even know that's a holiday, dude.
If you go to Chick-fil-A and tell them it's National Vanilla Milkshake Day, you think they'll give you a free milkshake?
No.
I mean, next
would
time,
you like to go ask?
Bro, I'm going to have Let's to try, try and find you like, can try it. Chocolate Milkshake Day snag one. If I just show it to them, they'll like, maybe slap
it. I don't understand why there's Vanilla Milkshake Day, and then if there's Chocolate Milkshake Day, why don't they just have Milkshake Day?
Wonder.
I don't know. Probably wonders of the world. It's also National West Virginia Day, like the song, you know, that one place that exists.
The song? Like, is it that actually the song or just the state?
No, it's the state from the song that has that state in it.
Okay. Move on.
Would you like to sing the song?
It's also Ugliest Dog Day. So Ugliest Dog Day is celebrating the pups out there with a face only a mother could love.
Nice.
But when it comes Justin. To a man's...
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
I don't want to be here.
National Ugliest Justin Day.
That's it. I'm about to say something.
Whoa.
Just kidding. No, I don't know. My brain. Anyway, but when it comes to a man's best friend, is there really any dog that can't be deemed admirable? We honor the facially challenged ones on June 20th. Ugliest Dog Day. What started as a fun contest has grown into an annual celebration.
A contest?
Yeah, you've never seen the Ugliest Dog Contest?
What?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
There's some
like
with wins. Ugly.
With a British pit bulls so with
you
the
really
underboys.
Win that?
Like English,
really win
like English, really English bulldogs and stuff?
But
like,
at least our schools.
Or like pubs? Or pubs?
Oh,
pubs.
My God.
Yeah, like...
Who usually wins those?
No, there's like
I don't know.
Really some ugly, crusty like,
some ugly dogs.
Very deformed old chihuahua or something.
Yes, with like half of its jaw.
Yeah,
half of its jaw, blind.
Why would they do
no
that?
No skin
why?
Left.
If nobody got me, I know white crusted dog got me.
Oh, good. We love some crusty white dogs.
All right, come on.
So now, Ugliest Dog Day is on the 20th. let's see. It's also World Productivity Day. So make sure that you are productive on your fine Tuesday evening, afternoon, morning, whatever you're watching this. Probably at night. I ain't posting this in the morning. World Refugee
Day.
Productive. World Refugee Day. So If you're a refugee, it's your day. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. So,
Florida. Make sure that's not a day.
That's a week.
It's a week. Why does that need?
Hold on.
There's a refugee.
Refugee day.
Well, I think
refugee. It's okay.
Bro,
today,
that's wild.
Tuesday starts National Refugee Day, and then the rest of it is the rest of the week is
that's
refugee.
That's crazy.
And then that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's about it.
Yep.
So that's fun. Those are your national holidays for Tuesday, June 20th. So
I could go for a vanilla milkshake right now.
Yeah. I definitely, bro.
Top five like vanilla McDonald's. Milkshakes. Top five milkshake top places. Five go.
That's a tough steak one. Wawa. Number one. What was number one?
Steak and Shake.
Yeah, Steak and Shake.
I've never had Steak and Shake.
Dude, they're good, dude.
Isn't Steak and Shake like the place that's always run down when you go there? Or is that Boston Market?
That's both? Like both.
They're both, both like that. Like, yeah.
Man, we have the best milkshakes.
But here's the thing. The most rundown places usually have the best food.
Yes. And then you get shot. So
I mean, that's the risk you take.
I'm good.
Same thing when going to get a Krispy Kreme donut.
Where is the Krispy Kreme?
It's like
Fletch?
Yeah, that's where it is.
I bet you it's like Nebraska.
Next to Dave's Hot.
It's on. I'm pretty sure Fletcher. Yeah.
If you guys have ever seen like TikToks about like Florida, it's usually like Nebraska Avenue in Tampa.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You ever seen that viral video of the guy who's standing? He's like this. That was literally on Nebraska.
That was on Nebraska.
That was on Nebraska.
That's
funny.
I'm not surprised. That's why we're in Nebraska.
I saw that, and somebody was playing like the Walking Dead music.
Yes, bro. That's Nebraska.
That's why when you're in Nebraska Avenue, you make sure you're always in a vehicle.
Yeah.
If you're walking on Nebraska Avenue, you're a brave man or woman.
Yep.
So crazy. You know what's funny to me is USF is in like the shadiest place.
It's
ever.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. It's literally smack dab.
That's where most college campuses are. Like they're like the best like inside. Then as soon as you go out, it's just like no man's land.
Low income. Yeah. Poverty.
Which,
land.
It's just funny. Like, man, let's build this.
Hey,
really...
it's not funny. It's not...
Oh my gosh! Funny. Oh my gosh! Your privilege is getting in my way, and I need you to calm down.
It's too loud. Your privilege is too loud right now.
You're being, and I am gonna report you.
Report me.
I'm gonna report you.
Report me.
I am.
All right.
Can you make it up?
We're both immigrants here. Okay.
We're all immigrants.
That's true. Technically.
All right, then technically you and
actually,
you're
not the immigrant.
Yeah, that's true. I am the actual owner. I am the owner
you're
of
the
this
actual
land.
Native.
It's fine. It's fine. He's Indian. So
I am the
right.
owner of this establishment.
Yeah.
You got squad wiped. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God. Come on, dude. That's just wrong. You're going to make him cry now.
But y'all had to travel
to my land.
He's
going
to
cry,
dude. See, Trail of Tears.
No.
Travel to your land.
Yeah.
It's our land now. America.
I don't know how much of this you're going to want to cut out.
I don't know. We're getting pretty off topic. Can we go to news of the
week,
please?
Yeah, come on.
Nothing.
Come on,
bro.
You got to look it up, bro. You have, like, nothing
yes,
on
we have tons of news.
I think we saw today that you had stuff planned out.
No. Okay, so today Speed met Ronaldo. I saw that. That's
actually a good ending.
That's the good ending. Like, literally fell to his knees, like, cried.
It was a little bit of
Well, that's kind of the point, though. That's just who he is.
But, like, sometimes I see him, like, actually stop acting, like, his whole persona thing, and, like, start having, like, real reactions. And it usually has to do with Ronaldo. So, like, I wish he was, like a regular person, not, like, overdoing his reaction.
What do you mean by that?
Like, he always overdoes everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So,
like,
yeah,
if he was, like,
but that's part of who he is. It's, like, that's his thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, if he was, like, actually starstruck, that would have, like, been cooler to me.
Yeah,
but
like,
he, like,
Ronaldo! He did a suey. He did a suey with him. He went at suey.
That's crazy how, like, literally speed, the whole reason that
a Fortnite clip.
He blew up was because of a Fortnite clip. Like Fortnite. Asking his favorite football player.
What's your favorite? I like Ronaldo. Suey.
That was it.
And that then was literally that literally was the creation of speed.
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually liked, I wonder if he ever watched soccer or liked Ronaldo before any of that.
It was probably just like a mainstream name he knew in soccer, and he's like, okay,
that's Ronaldo Suey.
I feel like he's a real like soccer fan though. He gives me the type.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
I think he's from like some Midwest state. Like literally straight up.
Like Montana. Wyoming.
That's like actually somewhere. In the top left of the United States. Do you know your geographer? No,
yeah, nobody.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. All
right, moving forward. Speed met Ronaldo. All right,
Rolando. So this one, Ronaldo. This one's for you, Heiko. So.
Oh God.
NBA Finals
just ended.
Yeah, and he got dogged. Yeah, they got destroyed.
Yeah, you guys missed out. You guys missed my part of the what happened during the week. This week, I was just crying. I was just having breakdowns. We were so close. We were right there, but we got gentlemen swept. You know what that means?
You got Orlando Magic.
They'd feel too bad by beating us in four, so they let us have one. That's what a gentleman's
sweep
means.
Yeah, that's what Kobe did to the Magic.
Yeah.
So we lost 4-1.
Damn, Kobe and Jokic.
Yep.
Doing Kobe for the team's Jokic.
If it's the people, if out of all the people that you want to have it happen to, it might as well be those two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah,
I don't think I'd want to get swept by the guy that didn't really care about playing basketball.
I'd rather it be Kobe.
Yeah, but he's also a 2-time MVP.
I'd rather get out hustled than out talented. You know what I mean? And we just got out talented. Like that roster was insane.
That team was loaded.
They were perfectly built.
They were just way better.
Yeah, they're just better.
AG
and we ran out of gas too.
AG turned into like this like generation Scottie Pippen.
Jeez. Pisses me off. Jimmy, like I defend him to no end, but he didn't do any of us favors.
All the memes I saw were just bright. Jimmy lights highlights, and it was just
lights
nothing.
Were literally too bright.
Lights were too bright for Caleb Martin and Max Strus.
Lights were too bright for that entire team. It was really bad.
Yeah.
After game two, it was.
I feel like we just ran out of juice, bro.
I mean, you guys fought because before you guys fought to game seven and you won and freaking TD Garden.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have gone to Game 7. They
shouldn't have gone to Game 7. We got complacent.
That's what messed you guys up.
For three straight games. Yeah, we would have been. We would have maybe
had
a better shot.
Well rested. But then again, the Florida Panthers were well rested for like.
They got dogged on by the Golden Knights. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, both Miami teams got 4-1.
Yeah. Miami had to be on suicide.
I mean, we didn't get.
Can I say that?
The Heat didn't get messed up.
Can I say that?
What? They got what?
No, I was saying Miami was on suicide watch.
Nope. I
already said it.
Can't
so, I
say
mean,
that.
Too late
now you have to put the suicide disclaimer. National Hotline Prevention. On,
yeah, we're gonna
the
put
description.
It under
should I space it out?
Suey.
They're on Suey watch.
Side.
All right.
Okay.
Time
anyway,
to stop talking.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm. Congratulations to the Nuggets. I mean, you don't need your congratulations from me. You have a ring. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's. Fought hard. I mean, I wish I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I wish it happened in football instead.
Wait, what? But you're a Denver Broncos fan?
Denver Broncos.
Not Denver
I'm not a Denver
Nuggets
fan.
Don't worry, Russell Wilson might do something.
The reason I'm not a Denver Nuggets fan is because they were never nationally televised or never in any of the New Mexico local channels. For some reason, it was always the Spurs and the Mavericks in the local channels. But and for some reason, I ended up as a Heat fan.
I mean,
doesn't make any
Florida,
sense.
So.
Yeah, I never even lived in Florida. Like when I became a Heat fan, I never even been to Florida when I became a Heat fan. I just became a Heat fan, and I didn't even know who LeBron was until
what?
I saw my friend. Until I saw my friend, like elementary school friend, pull up with a Bron jersey. I'm like, yo, that's fire! Like, and I got one for myself. I'm like, yeah, but yeah.
That's like me being a Golden Knights fan. I've never been to Vegas. But I like Golden Knights.
Yeah, you're just a bandwagon.
I'm not a bandwagon.
I literally
liked the team before they even existed, when they were just rumors. And I was like, I like them already.
You knew they were going to get the first pick from
that's,
every
that's
single
a bandwagon. They're not
every,
even a team yet.
Every like NHL expansion team ends up super cracked
yeah,
the
I'm
first
sorry,
year. Every single
if
time.
You're a fan of like an expansion team and you
team
don't live in that state, then you're definitely a
red
bandwagon.
Red flag.
You're definitely a bandwagon if you like sports.
No. You're a bandwagon if you like an expansion team and you don't live in that state.
That's stupid. stupid. That's the dumbest thing ever.
That's not dumb.
There are people that can like other teams in different
states.
There's
no reason for you to be like, man, I like the Golden Knights.
Why not? Why not?
Why aren't you a Lightning fan?
Me?
Yeah.
I do like the Lightning because I live in Tampa.
He just likes the Golden Knights better.
No, I like the Lightning because I live in Florida. So, and we live in Tampa. So I like the Lightning. But the whole reason I like the Golden Knights is because, long story short, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, she didn't like the idea of having an expansion team. And
so you just did it out of hatred. It was just to be
in a silly, goofy mood. I was like, oh, I actually like the Golden Knights. They're like my favorite team. And she was like, you're funny. Don't ever say that again. And I was like, but I'm being for real. And then after it being a joke, I actually started to like them.
Okay.
And now they're my team.
You started to like them because you saw their record.
Yeah, you saw that they were the number one team in hockey.
They hadn't even played a game yet. What do you mean look at their record? They were 0-0.
Are you a Warriors fan too, Justin? No,
after you saw the roster,
I'm a Steph Curry
fan.
I like Steph Curry.
You're like, this team, I started to like
this team. I didn't even look at the roster because at first it was a joke.
Marc-Andre Fleury, like one of the greatest.
He wasn't even he wasn't on a team.
He literally.
No, he was on a team, but not right away.
You guys went to the Stanley Cup Finals the first
year. We did, and we lost. And we lost.
Yeah.
Who was it?
The fact that you went to the Stanley Cup Finals the first year should tell you something.
Well, they were cracked. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the Magic are about to go, so.
Yeah. The Magic are, like, last. So I don't know what to tell you. Bro, I mean, if you put JV basketball against the Orlando Magic, I'm pretty sure that would be a close game.
I'm telling you right now. We're going to replay this clip come April.
And they're going to be in Cancun.
And they're going to be the sixth or fifth seed.
Okay. You're going to have to save this clip.
Sixth or fifth seed.
And Miami
will not be in playoff
fourth
contention.
Fourth seed Miami Heat will sweep the fifth seed Orlando Magic.
Value.
I'm going to be honest.
Let's talk about this. Straight away from the finals.
You mean Neutron?
Duncan Robinson stepped the hell up.
He did.
He stepped up. He stopped becoming a spot-up three-point shooter and became a driver. He ran plays with Bam like 1,000 times this playoff series. I mean, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but me and Samson, no, we know good. Ball.
I wanted him to get spotlight because, I mean, he got his minutes taken away from him drastically in the regular season.
Because of Strus.
Like, literally. And then Strus, the lights weren't bright for him, and so he lost his minutes to Duncan.
Strus sucks. I don't trust Strus anymore. But what's it called?
Duncan did step up. He did really good.
Yeah.
Duncan was very efficient.
Yeah. Duncan has the potential to be much better than Strus. He's taller. And if he gains more weight, he'll be a much better defender.
Yeah.
If he learns how to defend better. I mean, he's a stick still. He's still really bad at defending.
He needs to put in some muscle in the offseason.
He's learning how to drive. He's learning how to pass, like, create the smart pass. He's learning. And obviously, he's still a good shooter. So.
And it's crazy how his story, how he was a Division III player at one point and then got a call up from Michigan and then went, what was it? Did he go undrafted?
He did go undrafted.
And then he got picked up by the Heat?
Yep. Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls Skyforce, that was called. But yeah, there's a funny little fact about him. In D3, he lost the championship.
Yes,
D1,
he
lost the championship.
He lost every single championship he's played in.
The NBA. Wow.
That's crazy.
That sucks.
That is so
unfortunate. You got to get him off the team then.
You might have to.
Trade him away. Speaking of trades, I'm cool with
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I'm okay with the loss.
Too bad the Suns are about to bag him.
Yeah, freaking Suns, man. It's either Beal or Lillard. I'd be okay with either. Or
if Beal goes to the Suns, that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
Beal and Booker.
Isn't Kevin Durant still on the?
That's a bunch of like amazing scoring guards, but there's
exactly.
No facilitate.
It's like an AAU team.
Yeah, they don't facilitate. Nobody. Like,
they
need a Chris
they
Paul.
They needed Chris Paul.
They need a Chris Paul.
He gone now. Is he actually gonna keep playing? Like,
yeah,
probably.
Hopefully, he gets picked up by the Magic.
Imagine.
And the Magic if he does,
it's a smart
that would be
move.
So good. That would be so, like,
move.
Smart.
You're going to buy Chris
because
Paul
jersey?
Because
we have so many guards. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely get a CP3 jersey.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he's a legend. Of course you get one.
Yeah, he's good.
And, like, bro, there's multiple instances of him joining a team and putting him in the playoffs.
An impact.
Because he knows how to, like, facilitate and do everything.
He might not win, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
First step.
It's progress.
Progress.
If the Magic make the... playoffs. I don't even know.
The Magic are going to make. I don't know why you think that's such a shock. They literally made the playoffs like 3 years ago.
It's a big if.
And then they got
3 years ago
wiped. Right.
So did the Pacers.
We got 4-1 by the Bucks in the first round.
That's pretty bad
in the bubble.
And then we spanked.
We actually took game one by like 20 points, and then we got swept.
You got a gentleman.
That was a peak team. Like there was the ceiling was the ceiling. It was so bad.
The ceiling is the roof.
But no.
All time Michael Jordan quote.
This team has a lot more potential than I think any of you guys are aware of.
I'm aware. Probably me.
Heiko probably understands more than.
Yeah, I'm aware. They have they have a ton of potential.
He's still on the team, right? Go Aaron Gordon.
This man.
Go Terrence Ross.
This man.
Where's Aaron Gordon right now?
Aaron Gordon?
Yeah.
He's on the Nuggets. Okay. He got a ring before the Orlando
Magic. Where's Terrence
Ross? Bro, isn't that guy dead? Like, where is he?
Bro, Terrence Ross was trying to get Aaron Gordon out of here. Away from getting his ring first.
Is Terrence Ross still? Where is he now?
He's on the Suns.
The Suns?
Isn't that he, man isn't he a no straight minutes. Free agent now, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
We might.
Get a,
good idea.
We have another spot.
You're a little thin on forwards. On
we
wings.
Are. I think that's what we're going to go after in the draft. Speaking of that, the draft is in like 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's supposed to be a day after what would have been game 7.
Mm-hmm.
At least you guys still have Mo Bamba.
At least we have Patrick Beverly.
Jonathan
you guys
Isaac.
Dwight Howard, right?
God.
J.I. Maybe J.I. will play a few minutes next year. But no, I think he's already back, but this team's going to be good. I have a feeling.
I have a feeling that's not true. But whatever makes you feel good. Whatever makes you happy.
What's your favorite NBA team?
My favorite NBA team? Yeah, I like the Magic. I don't watch NBA.
You like the Magic?
I guess so.
So you're,
I don't
so
watch
you're
them,
just,
so.
Just absolutely just trashing the team that you've only – the only team you've watched
yeah,
play basketball.
Until they make the playoffs. And then I'll be like, oh, go Magic.
Yeah, until then, you're one of those people.
I don't care about basketball, so I don't care.
What about baseball?
Baseball, I like the Yankees.
Yeah.
The Rays.
And the Rays. Yes. You like rivals.
I like the
I'm
Rays
a Mets fan.
I live in
you
Florida,
like rivals.
Like
I'm
East,
a Mets
so
fan.
Just...
Shout out, Dylan. I'm a Mets fan.
No, you're
it's
not.
All about the Mets, baby. Let's go Mets.
Are you really a Mets fan?
I actually like the Mets.
Yeah. Why not? I don't watch baseball like that, so I just choose a team.
I get, that's fair, I guess.
Choose.
Don't worry.
Favorite player, though, I'm very, very, like, bandwagon, but Shohei.
Tane.
Because I love
I knew what you were going to say.
I love
just
Shohei.
Because
Shohei's funny. Or,
just because of...
I love Japan, yeah. But who's the other Japanese guy? He had a whole, like, funny little,
Monkey
like,
never cramps.
I'm talking about
that one. Yeah, that guy.
I forget his name, but I don't know
what you're talking about. I am a Japanese.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I think
yeah.
He played for the Cubs.
I think it's like Ichiro.
That's
Yakimoto
Suzuki.
Or some crazy
the guy in the Mariners.
No, that's the older guy. The one now. Forgot his name though. But he's he's funny.
Julio Rodriguez is no, he's not. That's a cap. Wait,
that's
is
cap.
He?
It's a cap.
No, he's not. I thought I heard something like that. Anyway, did you hear about the A's controversy? With the A's?
Yeah, they had
they have a controversy?
Because they're moving. They're
yeah, so what happened was their owner is like a terrible owner. Like he won't put money into the team. He won't rebuild properly.
Yeah, like they have one of the worst stadiums.
They've got
like,
one of the worst stadiums. Yeah. He never invests in future stars and whatnot. And people are like pissed off about it because they're like, what the heck? We've been bad for such a long time.
Yeah.
That it's like, what are we going to do about it? And the owner is just like, oh. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So now they're trying to get the A's to move out of Oakland because they're like, well, the fans are the problem. Then nobody shows up to the games. And they're trying to get them to move to Las Vegas.
Getting packed.
And so what happened is a bunch of fans came up with the idea of doing a reverse boycott. So they sold out the I don't know if they sold out the stadium, but a lot of people came to the stadium. They were giving out these shirts that say sell the team.
Damn.
On them. And everything, and people were making signs and tailgating for the game, and the stadium was packed. It looked like it was a playoff game, and it like the atmosphere was crazy, and it just proves that the fans aren't the problem. It's the owner that's the problem, and everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were chanting like "sell the team" and this and that, and it's funny because they were playing the Rays that game too. So they were actually on like a 7-game win streak. For a while,
yeah,
and then they lost.
Had
they
the
lost
longest
to the
win streak in the MLB at that point.
Yeah, at that point, and then they lost to the Rays, you know, because the Rays are goated.
Oh yeah.
But then,
but bro, that shows how like even the players are like bought into that movement of like getting that the owner out of here.
You know what I mean?
Like even they started playing harder.
Yeah, because it's just so stupid how an owner who has a lot of money and just can buy a team doesn't really care about it. It just makes the team bad.
Yeah.
Like if anything, it shouldn't leave Oakland. It's just the owner should just give up the team. Yeah. Let somebody else who actually cares about baseball run the team. Like the Mets owner. Mets owner friggin' loves baseball. That's why the Mets are, well, I mean, they're not doing great. But they, like, he made a lot of improvements in the offseason to make the Mets be better. The Mets tried to be great, and then they fell off. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the standings are in baseball right now. I haven't checked in a while.
They're under 500.
I'm sure they are. But, at least you have an owner that cares.
Yeah.
Unlike the A's. Well, but I just thought it was interesting.
How that owner has a lot of money, though. The Mets owner.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a ton of money.
Damn. Like,
it's absurd. But I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Because you look at a team like the Rays, who has one of the smallest payrolls in baseball, mm-hmm. and they have one of the best, if not the best, record in baseball right now.
Because they have a great developmental team.
Yeah, they're moneyballing it.
But they are, like, that just proves that it's not about, it's not about the money. It's about the players and, who you have on your team.
It's about the culture.
It's about the culture, exactly.
If we just got the Rays to Tampa
instead of the
State,
bro.
I'm going to be honest. Crazy. I don't think they're ever going to build a stadium.
No, they're
not. Yeah, like, what is going on with that?
It's such a dumb move. I don't understand why they even decided to build it in St. Pete. I think it's because St. Pete was an attraction site.
It is, still a tourist attraction site. But it could still be a tourist attraction site. Just put Tropicana away from it.
Yeah.
Put the Rays away.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Should build a stadium underwater.
The St. Pete Rays. Yeah. Of the main bay. Yeah. Like,
it's dumb.
If they built a new stadium, I could see them building it like on the bank of the, it's not a river, just the bank of Florida, and being like, dang,
the Bay Shore.
Yeah, like Bay Shore, like area in Tampa, and you'd be like, dang, that'd be a fire backdrop.
That would be probably one of the nicest looking stadiums in the NHL.
That would be so fire with Oh my gosh, with the skyline in the background, that would be fire. That would be a fire backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
That'll never happen, though.
It will never.
We don't have enough money for that. But Rays, I think the Rays have a good shot this year.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sure the Yankees will disappoint me like they always do in the postseason. And they'll lose
the Rays
to the Astros
win it all,
or something.
I'm going to have to get like a jersey.
I
mean, baseball jerseys are cool. Like, they're really stylish. Mm-hmm. You could wear jerseys.
Yeah. What are your favorite?
I just get one bland one. I wouldn't get a player. And if I was to get a player, I'd either get
Randy
Franco or Rosarena.
Randy, my boy Randy.
Randy's so good.
What about Barry?
Who?
Barry Bonds.
He was definitely a Ray. Full show.
Oh, I didn't even know we were talking about Ray players. Let's talk about like baseball players in general.
Look, if you had to get, no, you would definitely get a Shohei jersey.
No.
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 Really?
I feel like it'd do more justice to get a legend, like Pete Rose or something.
Well, Ohtani's gonna be a legend.
He's probably gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably. We talk about him like we talk about Mbappe. Like, we just know he's gonna
Mbappe.
Be the best.
He's just that guy. Yeah. He's just that guy. Like, did you see this? He's leading in every stat on the Angels.
Yeah.
Every stat and hitting and in pitching.
Suck.
The Angels are terrible. I feel
Mike
there's
Trout.
One guy I feel so bad for is Mike Trout.
It's Mike, yeah,
his talent is being, I mean, individually he does great.
Hardest
because he's he's that guy. Yeah. But he will never be in the conversation for greatest player of all time because he'll never win rings or any of that type of stuff. Yeah. He's always come short of MVP because I feel like that also plays a factor in your team, like how well your team does is also how well you are as an MVP. For sure. And he'll never win. I mean, he's won before, but I don't think it's, I don't know. I just think he could have been so much better.
But I actually went to an Angels game once.
And like
I watched a Trout home run, Yeah, it was dope. He was good. He was crazy good.
Have you ever seen his Top Golf video?
Oh my gosh. Launched that thing.
Blasted that.
You could literally see the grid just like stop at the top
at
and
the
then
top.
Just went straight down because it went way too far
from the sensor.
Nah, bro. He's different.
Yeah. He's just that guy.
He's that guy.
Just that guy.
So is Shohei. They have two of the
best players in the MLB, and they're just
team-oriented sport, man.
I snooze.
Are they under 500?
Probably.
Probably like under 333 or something, to be honest.
Who knows?
They're always so bad.
I don't know.
The Rays are winning in every single.
Yeah.
They're literally up by like a, they're like a seven deficit from, seven really? Win deficit that far? From second. Yeah.
I mean, that's not really that big in terms of like.
Every other team is like, it's like a nail biter for second. And then we're just, we have this large gap.
But sounds about right.
No, this is definitely going to be our, I hopefully.
This is going to be our year.
Our best, like, regular season.
Yeah.
In terms of amount of wins.
And then we get swept.
And then we get swept by, yeah, like,
by the Marlins. The Texans
or something.
Did that happen last year?
They got swept? No. They
lost last time. First round to, who did we lose to?
I remember watching that game.
We lost to a trash can team.
Yeah, it probably. Was a really bad team.
I don't remember. Dylan would know.
It was annoying.
And then before that, we went to the World Series, and we got domed by the Dodgers.
At least we took two. We took two.
Yeah. We took two. Well, I'm surprised. We actually
off of
took
that
two.
One miracle. The, like, Brett Phillips. Multiple errors.
Brett Phillips miracle.
Bro, that was crazy. What I remember watching
Brett
that.
Phillips
he's
is,
literally...
he's on remember? The he's on the Angels. Pretty sure.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Yeah, that boy...
But I remember it, like... Everybody in the city was talking about him. Like,
Brett Phillips was
guy,
that
right?
guy in Tampa for a while,
no,
and they traded him. Everyone was so
was
sad.
He was such a like fan favorite.
Yeah, they had a. I remember they had a like a giveaway night, and it was a Brett Phillips basketball jersey.
What?
Like a Rays basketball no, jersey,
that's
Brett
so
Phillips.
Fine.
Tampa Bay Raptors.
Mm-hmm. When Dylan and I went to Rays Fest, they had him there, but they were all like extra larges, and it didn't fit. And I was like, dang, that would have been such a nice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
It was low quality, but it was still cool. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, just to have.
Yeah. We're going to play a quick game. Ugh. So we're going to have Hunter get ready for that.
Let's go, Hunter.
The game we're
I
playing.
I better win this, Hunter.
The game we're playing
maybe
is,
I might
is
win
who
this.
Knows Hunter best. If you remember, we've already played it with me, and we already played with Samson. So now it's Hunter's turn. And maybe eventually, if Heiko comes back on, which he probably will. No, he definitely will someday.
Well, yeah, we'll
maybe we'll
Heiko
do a Heiko
one.
One.
Yeah, we'll do a Heiko
so,
one. We'll for sure do a Heiko one.
But today
one.
We're doing Hunter.
Y'all don't know me like that. Come on now. I'll make hard ones. Ones right, that so, I don't even know.
I got.
Whoa. Whoa. Why'd you give me that look?
Bro, I said something sus too. It's okay. Samson will find it later.
I don't think. All right,
I got. So I got 10 questions right. each one. Holy but if we go over, I'll skip some of them.
No,
but
we do
each
time.
One, but
time.
They'll probably
time.
Go fast.
Yeah. Just do one okay. point.
Yeah,
each
they progressively, in my opinion, get harder.
Are these
so,
like multiple choice or like?
Yeah, they're all multiple okay. choice. Okay. Okay. Except the last two are like you'll see when
fill
we get
the
to
blank.
Them.
Okay,
true. False. They're the hardest ones.
I got
so.
You. I got you.
Yeah.
True. All right.
So. Are you going to keep score, Justin, on your iPad?
Yeah,
or?
I can keep score
okay.
on the iPad. On the iPad. Hold on. I need to get the pen off the iPad. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
With the iPad. Go ahead.
All right, so for these first two, they're each going to be 1 point each.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, first question, okay? Who is my favorite director?
Okay.
Steven Spielberg, Michael Bay. Christopher Nolan or James Cameron?
Michael Bay.
All right, who wants to go first?
Michael Bay.
I would let you go first, Samson.
Do we go? Okay, so like.
We'll start with you, then Justin next, and then Heiko next first.
Okay. Say them again.
Steven Spielberg, Michael Bay, Christopher Nolan, James Cameron.
All right. I'll go with Christopher Nolan on that
okay.
one.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, okay.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
I'll go for C. Nolan. Christopher.
Christopher Nolan is right.
You're lying.
Although I like all of those directors, but Christopher Nolan just has too
He's
many good.
Good
movies.
He's really good.
All right.
You're lying. You like Transformers.
I do like Transformers, actually, but it's not. But it's more of a guilty pleasure than.
Yeah.
I didn't know what.
Like you can have movies that aren't really that great, but still love them.
Yeah,
Forrest Gump. Just kidding. Yeah. That's actually
a
really good movie.
Stop it now. Really I'm gonna movie. Get upset.
All right. So next, right now, Justin's losing.
I got
of course.
No points.
No points.
Everyone else got one.
All right. Next one. This should be an easy one too, because I mean, at least for them. And I don't know about you, but we'll see. What was my dream car when I was younger? Corvette, Camaro, Hummer, Charger.
I don't know if I know.
Who do you want to start with?
Oh, we'll do Justin first this time.
I think it's Camaro.
Camaro, okay.
What were they again?
Corvette, Camaro, Hummer, Charger.
I go with Camaro too.
Camaro.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey. All right, it's a point.
Bumblebee.
Right. Bumblebee. Come on, it literally was because of Transformers. Come on. It's so funny you brought that up. 2 points. Man's trying to cheat, dude.
What?
Okay. All right, so these next two are 2 points each, okay? All right.
Two points each, okay.
What is my favorite video game series of all time?
That's easy.
Batman Arkham.
Next question.
Oh, Call of Duty.
That's easy.
Far Cry.
Yep.
Or Uncharted.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This is really
Heiko, you go first.
Bro, yeah. I don't know. Wait. Say them again.
Batman Arkham, Call of
Possibly.
Duty.
No.
Far Cry, Uncharted.
Maybe.
I don't really hear you talk about Uncharted or Far Cry like that, but I feel like it's one of those two. I'm gonna go with Uncharted.
Okay. Render.
I'm down to Arkham or Uncharted. I don't think it's hard to say not say Arkham, because I know you really liked Origins and all the other ones were amazing, but Uncharted is just so good. That is such a good. I'll just say Uncharted. Okay. I know you carry nostalgia a lot, and that is pretty nostalgic. So,
Arkham, final answer.
It's Uncharted.
Oh my god!
The only reason why is because Uncharted, it's like a movie to me. Dude. Like the video games are literally like movies to me. That's why I like it so much.
No, they are.
Wait, Heiko, you get the
point. Arkham is so close though. It's so close to it.
I'm gonna make a comeback.
Justin, you suck, bro.
Listen,
you don't even
four
know
how to. 1-4. I'm gonna come back.
All right, what is my favorite movie of all time?
Damn.
Infinity War. Spider-Man. Inception, Spider-Man 2, or The Dark Knight. This is a hard one. I like all these movies, so.
Batman just let me down, so I don't know if I can pick Batman again.
You want me to say them again?
Yeah, say it again.
Okay, Infinity War, Inception, Spider-Man 2, The Dark Knight.
I know you like superhero movies, but I'm going to have to go with Inception.
All right.
What? I think it's either Infinity War or Dark Knight. But the way you be gassing up Infinity War, like, that's the best movie of all time.
I just don't think it's better than Across the Spider-Verse.
So you're not saying it's your favorite movie?
I just said I think it's better than Across the Spider-Verse, sorry.
You think it's better?
Yeah, that's all I said. I didn't say it was the greatest of all time, but...
Okay, I'm going to go Dark Knight then.
Okay.
I would like to also go for Dark Knight.
It's Inception.
Damn! Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. It's okay, Justin's still right with you.
I know, right? No, he's clear.
I'm like, wait,
don't worry. These next ones are for 3 points, so you still got a chance.
Wow.
Maybe you'll actually tie Heiko.
This one, okay, I know... Because you all are terrible friends, none of you are gonna know this.
When's my birthday?
No, because okay. So you remember a while back on the pod when I talked about my short story?
Yeah.
Okay, so this question is: if you read it, you will know the answer. But,
I didn't read it.
Yeah, exactly.
I read it.
Okay, so the question is: in the short story I wrote, what two characters survived like the night?
Brad.
Was it Tommy and Leo? Sarah and Clay, John and Leo, or Sarah and Tara?
He didn't have two women, so I have no way.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to guess this.
All right,
because I know you guys.
It's not my turn, though.
It is your turn.
It is.
Yeah.
Say him again.
Okay, Tommy.
Wait, go slow, though.
Okay. Tommy and Leo.
Okay, Tommy and Leo. Those are two dudes, so it's possible.
Sarah and Clay.
What does that mean?
Sarah and Clay, those are very, like, hunter names that he would want to survive, okay?
John and Leo.
Is Leo a guy? Yes, he's a guy.
Yes, yeah.
I know, because I read it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, sure.
And Sarah and Tara.
Sarah and Tara. Ooh. I think Clay's that guy. So I'm going to go Clay.
Okay.
Heiko.
You want me to read them again?
Yes.
Tommy and Leo.
Tommy and Lilo.
Sarah
Leo.
And Clay.
Tommy and Leo.
Oh, you think it's that? Okay.
I'll go with Sarah and Clay.
Sarah and Clay. No, none of you got it right.
Yeah.
It's Sarah. Wait, don't say it. Okay, okay.
Well, he already...
Sarah and Tara.
Okay, yeah. I'll say do a 50-50, but...
No, yeah, I can still do that because there's two with Sarah in it. So if you so is it Sarah and Clay or Sarah and Tara? Sarah and Clay or Sarah and Tara?
But then we pick the Clay one.
Yeah, we already know. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, okay, we'll just move on. All right,
yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh, so
okay.
It was Sarah and Tara.
Yeah, it was. All right.
Oh, my
You guys
God.
Better go and read that thing, dude.
I might have to.
All right. It's actually good, but I mean, I wrote it.
Make a movie out of it. Make a movie out of it. Be a director.
All right. Next one, 3 points. Right. Maybe somebody will get this. I have 3 movie posters in my room.
Oh,
Which of these is not one of them?
Oh, I wasn't even. Yeah, in, I've never even been in.
No,
he
didn't even know.
I think I know one of them.
I can guess.
I think I know one of them too.
25%
Star Wars, Jaws, Terminator. The Godfather. Which one is not?
What was the
same again? Same again?
Star Wars, Jaws, Terminator, and The Godfather.
Okay, wait, who's up? Is it Heiko?
Yeah.
Have you been in this room before?
No, he hasn't. Oh, so it's so hard.
I'm going to guess because I know what Godfather is. That's an amazing movie poster.
If you get this question right, I'll give you 2 extra points just because they've been in my room before and you haven't.
Okay, that's really fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, okay, so it was Star Wars, Jaws, Terminator,
and The Godfather. Yeah.
I think you have The Godfather.
Okay.
I think you have Jaws. No. Oh, I think it's Terminator. I think you don't have Terminator.
Okay.
I'll go with I think Star Wars.
Okay.
God. It's between Star Wars and Godfather, I think.
Okay.
But I don't remember.
Godfather is such a hard like.
I know for sure. About. I know that's for such a cool sure movie you have poster. A Terminator one because I saw one and I was like, dang, that's crazy.
Damn it.
And then I know you have a Jaws one, but I don't remember if you have Star Wars or Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
But like you like Star Wars, so
I do like Star Wars.
Dude, does he like it enough?
I think I just have to go with my gut and say Godfather.
Yeah, you're right.
Woo!
Now what? The thing is, I do have a Godfather poster, but I don't. It's not. I don't have it hung up with the other three.
Wait, did you get that?
But
right?
I do have one. Damn. I do like that movie a lot.
Yeah, it's a good
one. We're tied. We're tied now.
Good job.
Go ahead.
Good job.
Wait, what's the score right now?
Heiko has 4, I have 4, Samson has 6.
Okay. Oh, we're still close. Okay, these next ones are for 4 points.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So for this one, I think I told you guys this story. I didn't tell you guys. It was a long time ago. But so a long time ago, as a kid, I got struck in this body part, and I had to get staples in it. Okay. The body parts are forearm, calf, head, foot.
I don't think I've ever heard the story.
Who's it? Who's?
I think it's me.
It's
say
mine.
It again.
It's mine, right?
Oh, yeah, it's
forearm, calf, head, foot.
Let me see that calf.
No, dude, no.
Take your shoe off.
It was so long ago, you probably would barely be able to see the scar now.
Forearm, calf, head, and foot?
Yeah.
I'm going to say head.
Okay.
This is from a incident from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Forearm, calf, head, or foot. So, knowing Hunter Diaz, it's probably not foot because he wears shoes a lot. So, it's not foot.
Doesn't everybody wear shoes a lot?
No, but you wear a lot of closed-toed shoes. So, okay. I don't think it's foot.
I mean, that's fair.
Calf, I think you wear a lot more longer pants than some usual. I think younger Hunter Diaz would wear like long pants a lot and shoes. So I don't think it's that. Now, Hunter Diaz likes to wear a lot of short sleeve shirts. So elbow is possible. And then you get hit in the face a lot for no reason. So I think it's head. I think it's head too.
I also think it's head because I remember getting an injury too and they had to staple my head.
It's head. Yeah.
Yeah.
The funny, you want to know how it happened? I was just in Walmart, just drinking my soda casually, And one of the employees, like, you know how they had those things where they push stuff on? Like, they had, like, a metal pole on the edge, and they ran right into my head. All I remember is just hitting the floor, and then, like, my dad coming to grab me, and then, like, I got rushed to the hospital, and they put staples in my head.
What did
It was a lot.
That explains a lot.
Did you get settlement money for that?
What?
Did you get settlement money for that?
I don't even know. They never told me that, but probably, yeah.
Your parents are probably millionaires, and they just don't
want to
give you the money.
Imagine.
But, yeah, I think ever since then, like, I've been destined to get hit in the head with stuff.
I shot you in the head with paintballs. Yeah. Sean threw a basketball at you.
My head just gets abused.
Yeah, you missed the hoop set. Sean domed him in the head.
I get hit in the head every hoop set.
No, but the paintball thing. That was years.
Yeah, we were there for a birthday.
It was, like, fully automatic. He went, like, straight up my head. He went, like, straight up my head, dude.
Did
like,
it break up. Or did it bounce off you?
No, it broke.
Okay.
It was for a birthday. I think it was either my birthday or someone's birthday.
Tyler's.
It hurts less if it breaks.
It was our last game, too. Yeah. And I was hiding behind a box, and Hunter is in front of me on the other team, but I can't see him. I pop up out of cover. I'm like this. And, you know, you got that adrenaline going, so you're like, I'm just going to shoot first. And you go... bang, bang, bang. Oh, and I shot him twice in his head. And
it was bad. I had to take a break, dude. He didn't stop.
No, I was going to stop after the first one.
It was pretty close. It wasn't point blank, but he was close.
I just kept shooting.
Bro, this is a terrible friend.
Dude. Yeah.
like he's tied for last with me, and I haven't even known
there's
you
only
this
three long. Of us and two of us are tied for last. I'm second place. All
right, let's move on. Okay. Next one for 4 points. What is my favorite food?
Oh.
Steak.
McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
QPC.
Crab, chicken tenders, or pizza.
Okay, Golan. Chicken tenders?
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Wait, whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Yours.
Oh, so steak, chicken tenders, and then the other two.
Steak,
whatever's.
Crab, chicken tenders, pizza.
I think I can narrow it down.
It's definitely got to be a good old steak. It's got to be steak.
Quick question. What did you order in the dinner we had a couple weeks ago?
It's not that. I ordered salmon.
It's not that.
Lately, I've been in like the fish mood, but it's not my favorite.
He's not a fish guy.
I mean, I am.
I said steak.
I also say steak.
All right.
I'm in between crab and steak.
You like crab?
I don't know. Everyone likes crab. Seafood.
I like lobster more than crab. I don't know. There's something about
just
it.
That guy.
Crab is good. Crab does good. Like steak. So it's like, I don't know. I think I'm going to just play it safe and just say steak as well because I do not.
No, it was crab. You should have picked crab.
Oh, my gosh.
I like steak, but crab is just a little bit higher
you
for
like
me.
You like crab that
I just,
much?
I
over
love
steak?
It,
or even
I think it's
sandwich?
Mainly because I don't get to eat crab a lot, so I probably like crave it more. But
yeah, that's
crab
right.
Is just better than steak. You go to Mr. and Mrs.
It's
crab.
Not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
whoa,
not.
Whoa, 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 it's whoa, good if you whoa. Go to the correct place for it.
Mr. and Mrs. Crab, when they give you that big old bag with the potatoes and the corn and the crab
it's pretty
legs.
Bad.
And the
with
muscles.
That like with that like Cajun like
the,
thing they
sauce.
Put on it, like all
that
sauce.
That oily ass Cajun bag, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be eating that up.
Yep.
Nah, I don't mess with those.
All right.
I don't like feeling dirty when I eat.
I get that feeling. That too. Yeah. It's just too good though. I don't care.
You like imitation crab? You like sushi?
Yeah, that's imitation. I don't like that.
What?
Nah, get not a fan. Out of here. Not a fan. Crab rangoons though.
Crab rangoons are good.
Because I can't taste the crab.
Then it's not even crab. Like that's. I don't all like right. Crab rangoons.
Crab rangoons are good. I like them.
They're okay.
All right. These are the last two. Right. And these are the hardest ones. These are both 5 points each.
Okay, but.
And they're a little bit different. Wow. For these ones, all right, you're going to get five.
Go ahead.
All right, you're going to get five things for it. So your goal is to rank these from least favorite to most favorite.
Wait, what?
So I'm going to give you five things, okay? So for instance, for this one.
Hey, wait, do we get a point for everyone we get right?
So whoever gets, like, the correct order will get the points. Or the closest to the... You don't even have to get all of them right, just the closest to it.
Okay.
All right, so for this one, for instance, rank these actors from my least favorite to most favorite.
Okay.
Okay. In no particular order.
Okay.
Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, Jake Gyllenhaal, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Gosling.
Mm.
Tychos.
I don't know. I didn't know who the second guy is.
It's because he hasn't seen like him half his movies. Dude,
you're missing out.
Wait, yeah. Say his name again.
Killian Murphy. Who the heck is that? If you saw him, you would know who he is.
Right, you ever seen The Peaky Blinders?
No.
No.
Tommy Shelby. That guy.
You definitely seen him before.
I mean, I might have.
He was in Inception too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's gonna be in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
He was in Inception. Who was he in Inception?
He was the guy they go in his head. Like, he's the guy they go into.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
So you want me to repeat them?
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay. I got you.
All right. So.
I know I'm gonna say Jake Gyllenhaal's first. Cillian Murphy okay. Two. Wait. Leo is first. Sorry. Cillian is two.
This is from least favorite to most.
Least to most. Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna go Gosling.
Okay.
Damon.
Okay.
Actually, I'm about to change my stance on Murphy. I go Murphy. Leo and Jake.
Okay.
Least to best, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Or least to most. Okay. Different one. I'm gonna go Jake.
Okay.
I'm gonna go then. Restate them.
Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
I really like Murphy though.
Matt Damon. Cillian Murphy, Leonardo, and then the last one. I forget. But you know,
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Okay.
They're the opposite of mine.
No, we'll keep it. We'll lock it with that one.
All right. I'm gonna go Leonardo DiCaprio for number one.
So his least favorite.
Least
no,
favorite.
Wait,
least the most. Least the most. Least the most.
I'm gonna go. How do you think about the Barbie movie?
It's not even out yet, is it? Is it out? Wait.
Would you go watch the Barbie movie?
I'm not giving you any hints.
All right, wait. Same again.
Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal's last.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Ryan Gosling.
Why do I have Jake as
Ryan
first?
Gosling is the fourth. And then the guy from Inception is third.
There's two guys from Inception in
there. The guy that go in his head.
Okay.
Alright, so our recording may or may not have died, but that's just how we roll around here. But thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to go like and subscribe on Spotify. Rate 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, yes. And Amazon Music, because I'm Spider-Man. So, also, go check out the YouTube. Go like and comment and subscribe and leave a comment about what you thought about today's podcast. Leave us some of your thoughts. Leave us...
Please.
Rank your top 5 people that Hunter said were the superheroes, the superheroes, and also
the people that Justin don't know.
Actors. Yeah, whatever. That's even if we got it on tape. So
yeah,
you know.
That's true.
This could be complete. You could have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Anyway. So thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
I'm Spider-Man.